half of the overtime. The Broncos have been in three overtime games this year. They won them all.
Got him
at the 30. It's Thomas at the 50. Stephon got him three to the 30. To the 20. Thomas to the 10. Denver's going on the New England.
Snap from Patrick Lewis. Four-man Alabama rush. Got him. No, they didn't. Oh, my gracious.
Yep.
How about that?
Welcome to the Ultimate Football Talk Show, right here on GoMileHigh.com. You're now listening to Shay and Squirrel, and this is Inside the Huddle.
And welcome in, everybody, to Inside the Huddle. Ladies and gentlemen, this is on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Beat On Air Network. As always, Shaggy is on my right, Mr. Carlos is on my left.
Hello.
And we have a newcomer today, guys. First time on the show. Introduce yourself, brother.
Yo, I go by Roddy, but my name's Lyman Roddy. I love football.
Yeah, I love football. I like it. I like football.
On the great show. On
football.
The
I'm happy today.
That's
real happy.
Yeah, man. We're
even
happy
if the Chiefs lost.
We're excited to have you. A lot of football to talk about today, guys. Biggest news of them all. Actually, we got two big stories. Von Miller seems to be out for the season. Big blow on the defense. And on the offensive side, Courtland Sutton has taken a shoulder injury.
What?
Yeah.
A shoulder injury in practice.
Injury, yep. In a ghost is out there just destroying people.
What?
Yeah,
Broncos.
Vaughn's,
this is news to
Vaughn's
me.
Done with the ankle. Courtland Sutton looks broken out of shape a little bit with a shoulder injury.
Oh, man. I got to change my fantasy.
What does – I was about to say, does this – how much does this change the Broncos team?
Well, first of all, what's wrong with Curtin – I mean, what's his shoulder like? Like, is it just
– his
shoulder – they haven't released any official information on the injury yet. They just said that he got injured and he got carted off of practice. So I'm assuming they're still waiting for the doctors to release the full injury and give the actually injury report before they, speculate anything.
Yeah.
He is waiting an MRI currently is the last update.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Cool.
Yeah. No, that's – it's very
– I mean, well, it's not good for the Broncos, but
– No, it is not good. I mean, waiting for an MRI is like waiting for a –
COVID test?
Yeah. you honestly, you don't want to see the result because you know it's not exactly what you're looking for. Which injury hurts the team the most?
I say Von Miller.
Yeah.
Von Miller, definitely. Not that defense is that it revolves around him. It's basically it's no way they can recoup that talent on that side of the football. So
did you guys hear who was gonna come? But today, his agent said he's not going to be playing.
Clay Matthews.
Yes, sir.
Ooh. No.
They almost had Clay Matthews sitting next to Bradley Chubb.
I'm going
to
double down on that and the Von Miller pick. And the only reason is because if you look at Bradley Chubb, he's not going to be fully healthy the first 3-4 weeks of the season. So that's going to leave situations where you can have Malik Reed and Jeremy Itachu out there, two non-premier pass rushers, someone that really can't get to the quarterback like a Bradley Chubb or a Von Miller. This Broncos team is really going to struggle early.
Definitely.
I mean, I've heard that a lot of people think Tennessee is going to run them through.
Oh yeah.
Which
it's going to be the Derrick Henry show.
Well, Derrick Henry and the Tennessee defense show. Honestly, yeah. I mean, Tennessee's defense is not that bad. I mean, they're actually pretty decent, and that offense runs through Derrick Henry.
Oh yeah.
You're not going to see Tannehill. I mean, do you see Tannehill with 200 yards?
I do.
Really?
I do.
Tannehill or Henry?
I do. The receiver Brown. I mean, he's been killing. I mean, he's a really good quarterback.
AJ, right?
AJ Brown. Yeah, AJ Brown has been really killing it from last year on. And Tannehill has brought some new confidence back up into his game. So I definitely see Ryan Tannehill just, throwing the ball, just not giving it to Henry all the time because we just collapse on him.
So, I mean, I think Henry gets 30 touches.
Oh, yeah, he will.
This is off of Vegas bets. The over-under for the game is 41.5. Broncos right now are picked to lose by 2.5. They are picked to score about 19.2 points right now.
That's updated?
Right? That's updated right now.
After the Courtland Sutton? Mm-hmm. After the Sutton?
I'm taking that.
I'm taking that one.
I'm taking that
one. So are you taking the under or are you taking the over on that?
What's the over-under?
41.5.
I put $20 on the over tonight at 53.5.
Did you?
That's 3.5?
Hey, dude. Hey, 65 to 80 points are going to be scored tonight.
Houston remembers what happened to him last year.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's the whole point.
And they lost by 3 touchdowns. Right. I don't know how that happened.
Exactly. Deshaun Watson just got that money. He's going to remember. I'm telling you.
I don't know.
It's a high flying offense. People don't look at it, but it's going to be hit. Neither one had a great defense.
Score 40.
Neither one has a great defense.
I mean, the Chiefs might take that.
The Chiefs will hit 40. But I'm saying, it's definitely going to be over 53.5.
Yeah, 53.5. Somebody has to score 40 for that to happen.
Let's get back to Vaughn, though. Like, I just want to mention. So, who's the new leader? We kind of talked about it yesterday, but with the new show.
Malik Reed.
But the leader of the team, like, who's
Kareem Jackson? It has to be Kareem Jackson.
Really? Is that where you go? I mean, I'm going Kareem Jackson. Does Drew Lock not step up and be that?
Well, I'm saying the leader
role?
Of the defense. Who's going to be the leader of the defense? Yeah. Kareem Jackson has to be the leader of the defense. I mean, he's the veteran leader on there. Last year, led the team in tackles, led the team in interceptions, and as well as in touchdowns, you know, on the defensive side. It has to be, you know, Kareem Jackson. He came over in free agency and played pretty phenomenal despite a lot of injuries and that team.
True. And you know what? Von Miller is not a one-man team, so the whole team needs to step up. But everyone loves a leader, and that's what gets it going. And, you know, we talked about yesterday, Broncos have a very young team now, but does Chubb become the captain?
A lot of baby faces in that Denver offense. Not too many in the Denver starting defense, but they did draft some, you know, Michael Ojemudia is going to be talented. I know Albert O is a backup tight end. I think he's going to do well. And I want to jump on this Courtland Sutton thing real fast. With Courtland Sutton down, KJ Hamler steps up now. Jerry Jeudy really has
Jerry
to step
Judy.
Up.
Jerry Jeudy.
Well, I'm saying who's going to take Judy's spot, because Judy's taking Courtland's spot now, right now.
You know who they're saying on 92.5? They're saying Tim Patrick's going to take that spot.
What? How are you going to draft a 4-2 guy and not play KJ Hamler?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, you drafted him for a reason, dude. I mean, but they also have what? Tyree Cleveland from Florida, they drafted as well. But I see him sitting fourth, fifth on that depth chart.
Well, don't forget, like, they can depend a lot on a running game. They still got Melvin Gordon.
And Philip Lindsay.
Philip Lindsay could be a slash back where he just, you know, catch the ball from the outfield and actually like a receiver as
we
well.
We were talking. I do think that both of those running backs are going to get a lot of work, you know, a lot of work out of the backfield, and especially with Courtland Sutton going down.
Pat Shermer, he knows what he's doing. The OC.
Especially out of the backfield.
He's
big. Mm-hmm. He's big at
it. I mean, he coached Saquon Barkley last year.
With Saquon in as well.
Does Melvin Gordon not come in here and be a leader with the experience?
For offense, he's the veteran. And they stuck around him. You know, they decided he was the main nucleus of that boycott for the Kenosha. When they canceled.
He's from Kenosha.
He's from Kenosha. And the team rallied around him. And I thought that was pretty good, especially when he was a nemesis to us being at the Chargers. And when they turned it around, you know, they went, hey, now you're our boy. You know, we're family, and we got your back. So I think that gave him some good notches to be more of a team captain.
Hey, Rick just said he's listening in Florida. Thank you, buddy. Love you, man. The things with that Courtland Sutton brings to this offense right now with what do you have last year, 1,200?
I believe he had like about 1,200.
Six TDs, five? Am I wrong there? Am I higher?
I'll pull it up the stats right now.
do you see – does this injury – has it said how long he could possibly be out?
Nothing.
Weeks,
days. He's still getting an MRI right now.
Okay, so after the MRI, that'll probably definitely come out today, maybe later today.
Announcement probably come at halftime tonight.
Okay. So it's to the fact that these youngsters have the opportunity now. Honestly.
Step up.
You got to. This is what the NFL is about. Big people fall down. It's your turn to, you know, you gotta replace them. You gotta be productive.
But is Malik Reed or a Jeremy Itachi really the guys that
I don't see them. I mean, they're not gonna do the same as Von Miller's, we all know. I mean, there's not many linebackers in the league that is going to produce Von Miller type years at $25 million a year. You know, I mean, how many people, how many linebackers grasp that bit of money?
Right.
You Khalil know? Mack.
Right. And he's not even a linebacker. Mm-hmm. You know right. what I'm saying? So yeah, Aaron true. Donald, which aren't linebackers.
He did go all pro in two positions.
Did he? Did yeah. he? Oh, yeah, yeah. Khalil Mack, yeah. But, you know, is replacing Von Miller going to be easy? Absolutely not. Is it impossible? Absolutely not.
I'm still appalled that they even talked to Clay Matthews.
Why? You apparently you don't like Clay Matthews. Let's hear it. Let's hear that.
His hair is quicker than his legs.
We're not going to get him because of his hair.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, I guess he could say that. I was talking about Aqib Talib's nose yesterday. Yeah.
Disqualified because of hair.
I mean, Clay Matthews, he lost five steps. I mean, I don't even know why they went after him. There's plenty other younger talent.
He had 8 sacks in 13 games last year. That's pretty good for a journeyman.
Wow. That's pretty good. Just for
you. What have you done for me lately? No.
Like, you just read out the stat right there. Yeah. Sacks.
I just don't see him being a fit.
I see him being a fit, like a good replacement for Von Miller. I do. I mean, just for the time being.
Okay.
So they can stay up on par with their time. So I definitely see that. So.
But on the other backhand, why did he say no?
Oh, I guess because of money.
it's more or less why did his agent, because his agent came out and said no, that, you know, you're not playing here. I don't think we're going to get the money you need, and this isn't a good decision. So Clay said, okay, well, I trust you and you alone. Coming up, guys, we have a little preview. There's a big game tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Texans and the Chiefs, and we have a little bit of sound coming up after the break. This is Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Beat on Air Network.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know? From getting all this great experience working in college radio, it makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
Young Papsy, we must make it back to Camelot so I can listen to GoMileHigh.com.
Oh, who goes there?
It is I, King Arthur, on his mighty steed. Let me in the castle at once. I must get to my quarters to listen in to the best in Colorado's sports lifestyle programming.
But, sir, don't we live in medieval Wales?
No, Papsy, you mustn't ask questions when I'm listening about my beloved Broncos. Ah, GoMileHigh.com.
So I'm taking a trip over to Tibet, you know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama.
What?
You know, the Dalai Lama, his laminescence, flowing robes, the grace, bald, striking really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing.
Oh.
See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed 2 eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com, Lama. They got the best sports coverage in the state. The Lama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
That's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Hey, Colorado sports fans. You're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School studios here in Belmar. giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torturing yourself, man. Live in the now.
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing.
They'll go deep, wide open, it's Stills. Holcomb is blocked. Texans to run it in for the touchdown.
And the Texans have stunned the Chiefs here.
Let's do something special. Let's do something special. I already counted out. One play at a time. Do something special.
Picked up. Left side throw. Caught. Touchdown. Damian Wade. Dan Sorensen would not be fooled.
We just sat out the day. Everything do. Heart, mind, and spirit. Left with attitude. The championship father. Let's have it. Let's go. TMO 3-1-2-3.
And thank you. That was some sound from the game. Texans and Chiefs last year. Wow. Think Patty Mahomes is going to remember that one? Yeah. Think he's going to come tear him up tonight?
Yeah, definitely.
Deshaun Watson's going to remember that one a lot more, being up 24-0 and then losing all those points in the second quarter. Like, what kind of wild game is that?
It seems like that's a Chiefs habit, though, getting down, and then Patty Mahomes says, yeah, we'll play. We'll play football now.
Is he going to play because he got that money now?
What?
Has he got that money?
No, you don't think so. You think he's done playing. He's done. He said, I got $500 million, I'm done.
It's
he got more.
We talked about.
Yeah, he's going to play.
More,
he's got
he got more in 1 year than Tom Brady did his entire career.
Right.
I think
it's the curse of being
he
on
still won't get
the
as
cover
many rings
on
as Brady has in his entire career.
No. Well, I don't know.
No,
nah,
he's going to do well tonight.
He's going to do absolutely great.
Go ahead.
Getting back to the crowd noise. You know, there's going to be 17,000 fans there, right? Nothing.
And especially in a
crickets.
Stadium that like is known for being a loud
it's
stadium.
It's
going to
be the loudest stadium.
Crickets.
So I was talking with some friends of mine last night, and we were like, so what kind of crowd noise is it going to be? Because Kansas City's, well, they're supposed to be the loudest. Like
one of the loudest stadiums.
They're going to
Seattle.
Change,
yeah.
They're going to change that name to that stadium from Arrowhead to Nerf.
Yeah.
Stadium.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do.
That's going to be cool.
I've been at that stadium. They only have one speaker.
Do they really?
What? Yeah, seriously.
One big speaker?
They have.
I mean, that stadium's old. That stadium's like the.
It's on top of the, on top of the Fantavision, but it's only one. They don't have speakers out throughout, so to pump that much noise, and what kind of noise is it going to be? And
16,000 fans worth.
Right. No, they have the already artificial sound for 80,000 fans.
Yeah, but I mean, you're going to pump that in, and then what? These 16,000 are what going to be trying to scream as well, like
over the.
And it's funny, you're gonna separate 16,000 fans 6 feet apart. What kind of noise are you gonna get anyway? It's gonna be like a faded noise all the way around, equal sound.
I want to know if you can still go to concession stands and get a beer. I mean, what about that?
Hey, I'll tell you what, the lines won't be long, though. 6 feet apart, you'll be walking out the stadium waiting for a beer. So isn't that right, Corey?
You think J.J. Watt's gonna have a good game?
J.J. Watt.
No.
No.
I think he puts Patty Mahomes down on the ground.
A half a time. That's what I got.
I got one.
A time and a half.
I got one sack. I think JJ gets
I got
one.
A half a sack. He's going to need help. They did everything they possibly could to protect that $500 million investment that they did. And there's no way they're going to let that person get hurt this year. No, it's not happening.
Well, knock on wood. What if it does happen, like, you know, for the Chiefs? Like, oh, is that like the biggest mistake in almost NFL history? You know, you signed this man to a $500 million contract.
No. I think the Chiefs did exactly what they needed to do. Give that man, I don't think $500 million, but I think they paid him right in the right time to just lock him up for the next 10 years. They know their future that way forward and everything. So they need to do everything they can to protect that $500 million investment. And giving even more better on the offensive line because they got all the tools they need. They see a dynasty, and I see it too.
I mean, hopefully. I mean,
you
I was
see
so
a dynasty even with the Ravens.
I see a dynasty
even with the Ravens in there,
I
and
see
as well
a dynasty.
As the Texans and the Steelers still
dynasty.
Yeah,
I see. Andy Reid finally got it right.
The next 10-year dynasty.
I'm seeing
maybe 20
out of the 10 years that Patty Mahomes in there. I see him winning at least going to the Super Bowl at least five times.
Think of five times.
Five times.
I mean, you got to
if
about
everything barring injuries and anything else.
You think
like
they're
going
to be able to?
Honestly, look at the teams and quarterbacks he has to play against right now. I mean, Lamar Jackson will be in there most years,
probably.
Yeah.
Okay,
two against Luck.
Drew's done. Drew, mm-hmm. Drew Brees has got, yeah, what, 2 years.
Tom, he shouldn't be playing this year.
Phil's old, no. Gone. Matty Ice ain't got it no more.
Deshaun, you still have to put Deshaun in that.
Deshaun, do you? Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I have to put
with
Deshaun
that Houston
there.
Team, you really going to put him?
So, I mean, you got to remember, it's still, you know.
No more D-Hop.
But still, you still can win with Deshaun Watson. I mean, you know, he's the franchise quarterback.
Don't ever count Russell out.
That's NFC, though.
Yeah, we're looking AFC. Like, who's going to stop? Texans.
I don't see. Do you see the Patriots?
No.
No way.
No. Maybe the Bills.
Pittsburgh.
Maybe the Bills.
The Bills? No, I don't see the Bills.
The only surprise.
You don't trust Josh Allen?
No.
He's going to make the playoffs, but he's not going
to. The only surprise that could flip it around would probably be Cleveland. With the town.
You're only one that has
stop
that come out your
the
mouth.
Weed.
You know, so Cleveland. 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 Playoffs.
Playoffs.
Playoffs. Yeah.
Apparently,
yeah.
We're getting a little too loud here.
Oh, my goodness.
Corey's getting very upset in the back.
Yeah, Corey's really mad back there.
You got this mic all the way up to my mouth, man.
Yeah. And now he's giving it's the good. Birds around.
It's good.
We love you, Corey. We do. Just not your hot takes.
So what was the over under again?
The over 53.5.
53.5.
Is the over and under. The spread is 9.5. Does Houston cover the spread?
Chiefs are picked to win by 10. No.
By 10?
Yeah, 9.5.
Nine and a half.
I know, but I'm like.
Yeah, I see.
I mean, I'm old school, so it's like, you know, like veteran players, they don't forget. So, you know, the primetime TV game last year, same game, and they lose it. I don't know. I don't think they'll go past 53.
We also got to remember that, yes, the Chiefs beat the Texans in the playoffs, but the Texans also beat the Chiefs in the regular season, and they ran the ball down their throats that mm-hmm. game. And that was in Kansas City, in Arrowhead. So, you know, everyone's thinking that they can't, so you know, Kansas is going to run away with it. They're not going to run away with this game.
They blew the dust off the game book.
Pretty much what they're saying mm-hmm. is the score is going to be, what, 32-21 with a 9-point spread at 53.5. That's where their heads are at, if you think about it. Kansas City 32, Texans 21. That puts you at 53. So that's or 22.
That's when to get you
right. That's at a 9.5 spread.
So don't really count out the Texans. I really don't.
No.
Think
I don't. I'm not counting them out. I said I think they're going to be 60-70 points in this game.
Is Brandon mm-hmm. Cooks playing?
Yes.
Brandon
Cooks
is playing.
Yeah, he is.
Is he playing? Because I saw the last update questionable. Yeah. So you still got Will Fuller. You still got Kenny Stills. Cobb's there to just catch it for 5 yards.
They also have Darren Fells, too.
Fells is either tight end, yeah.
So I mean, if David Johnson can return to 2016, David Johnson, if that ever can happen again.
So I'm not going to name the betting site because I'm not getting paid by them. But
so Cooks is a game time decision. My bad to interrupt you.
But you know they got that commercial that keeps running over and over. And if, you know.
What, the 101 points?
Yeah, the 101 points.
Oh, yeah.
All day long. Like, what kind of
scheme
is this?
It'd be just my luck that Kansas City loses by 102 points.
What kind of scheme
if that happens, I'm going to throw my phone.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
I want a refund.
First play of the game.
I want a refund.
First play of the game, Tariq Hill tears his ACL. Patty Mahomes goes down the next play. Yeah, I can see 100 points.
I'm just like, yeah, what? Are you kidding me? Like,
Matt
what?
Moore walks out there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what kind of world I mean, would you say?
They still won a game with Matt Moore last year. Remember that against the Vikings?
They won two games with Matt Moore, dude.
Yeah.
One legitimate one, though. One was against the Vikings.
Legitimate. Okay.
Still.
Either way, I seen
Matt Moore.
I seen the FanDuel Sportsbook spread, and yeah, I'm going to name them, but whatever. The line is minus 240 for Houston and plus 320 for Houston and minus, was it 240 for Kansas City, if I'm wrong. Correct. That was when I seen it about an hour or two ago, if I remember my
for
numbers.
Yards?
No. For the money line. For straight up money line.
Ooh.
Now, do you guys think the Texans could pull the upset here? Is it out of reach for Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans to beat Kansas City?
Any given Thursday. I mean,
any given Sunday, Thursday,
any given Thursday.
Friday,
just like I
mentioned. This is the only Thursday night game I probably watch.
People don't forget games when they lose like that last year.
Yeah. No,
Deshaun
Watson
has a lot to prove. Deshaun Watson is like, hey, I want $500 million.
This is prime time, baby.
Yeah.
This is prime time.
This is going to be the most televised game over a Super Bowl.
Highest rated
game in the past 5 to 10 years, like the over our Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Everyone's mm-hmm. everyone's sal- you know, the salvation's there. Everyone wants football. Everyone, you know.
Yeah.
And so I Deshaun Watson's game to lose.
Oh, so it's Deshaun Watson's game to lose.
I ain't gonna say all that.
Whoa.
You know me.
Deshaun Watson's game to lose.
I ain't gonna say all that, but I think I think Deshaun Watson has a really good chance of winning this game.
Okay, so it's Houston +350, Kansas City -450. Mm. So do you take, you know, does anybody at this table in the back, does anybody take Houston tonight? Our betting specialist is shaking his head no.
I won't.
So you know what I'm I.
If you're trying to make money, I wouldn't.
This guy knows how to bet, man. He's a professional FanDuel sportsbook bettor, and I trust.
I don't see
his
a Lamborghini outside.
Hey, yeah. just wait till he hits the money line here.
Still needs jobs, you know. Still need a job.
But yeah, I took $20 in the 53.5 over this morning. Ugh. So
I don't see it,
and I'm confident enough to take Houston with the spread at 9.5 cover.
I think this is going to be a defensive game. Everybody's going to come out there, you know, firing on all cylinders. So I think this is going to be a defensive game. I would pick the under.
Yeah,
I want to do one little prop bet. I was doing them earlier. Here we go. Patrick Mahomes over under 306.5 yards in the air. Under?
Over. I'm going over.
Over. Yeah, we all got the over.
You know me, I always like to make things difficult.
We are going to take a quick...
On yourself or who?
We're going to take a quick break, guys. We will be right back with Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com. We're going to keep on running through this Texans Chief game and the start of the NFL.
Yep.
Young Papsy, we must make it back to Camelot so I can listen to GoMileHigh.com.
Oh, who goes there?
It is I, King Arthur, on his mighty steed. Let me in the castle at once. I must get to my quarters to listen in to the best in Colorado's sports lifestyle programming.
But, sir, don't we live in medieval Wales?
No, Papsy, you mustn't ask questions when I'm listening about my beloved Broncos. Ah, GoMileHigh.com.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know? From getting all this great experience working in college radio, it makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
I'm taking a trip over to Tibet, you know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama.
What?
You know, the Dalai Lama, his laminescence, flowing robes, the grace, bald, striking really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing.
Oh.
See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed 2 eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com, Lama.
Uh-huh.
They got the best sports coverage in the state. The Lama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
That's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Hey, Colorado sports fans. You're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torturing yourself, man. Live in the now.
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing.
The NFL season kicks off on Thursday Night Football. Deshaun Watson and the boys playing visitor to the reigning champion Kansas City Chiefs. These two met up last year in Kansas City, the Texans riding their run game to victory.
He's in! Touchdown, Houston!
Running the ball, as it turns out, was a Houston specialty last year. Stopping the run, KC's kryptonite. But how things have changed. The Texans let Carlos Hyde and his 4.4 yard per carry average walk, trading for David Johnson and his 3.7, which begs the question, will they be as effective? The Chiefs didn't really address their run D. Clearly it didn't stop them from achieving their goals, but it was a running back who gashed them in their four losses last season. So DJ, here's your chance to prove something. The Texans' passing offense also has something to prove.
With a swollen left eye, Deshaun Watson has put on an incredible performance here.
Deshaun Watson having to navigate 2020 sans DeAndre Hopkins. And even with him, their passing offense was ranked middle of the pack. So what's it going to look like without him?
Easy money, easy money.
They call it a committee approach, and it can work. Randall Cobb and Brandon Cooks are the new guys, paired with the old guys, Kenny Stills and Will Fuller. However, proving something against Casey's pasty is harder than you might think.
That ball is intercepted. Here's Tyrann Mathieu.
Fifth lowest passer rating allowed at 80.8. Eighth fewest passing yards per game.
Fires it late and the pass is intercepted on the far side.
Fourth lowest completion percentage allowed.
Yeah!
And the crew that made up that secondary, the Honey Badger, Charvarius Ward, Juan Thornhill, etc., are all back. And you know who's also back? Pretty much everyone from that lethal Chiefs offense.
Holmes jumps in the air and completes it. Look out! Afterburner time!
No need to try and overthink it. Casey was elite at moving the ball through the air.
Steps up. Mahomes delivers. Touchdown! Tyreek Hill!
Moving the ball in general.
He'll sprint and fires it late for the end zone.
And scoring it.
Touchdown!
Patrick Mahomes was amazing.
You gotta hit me!
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill!
Travis Kelce. And the supporting cast is deep. So how does Houston's D keep up? They struggled on pretty much every front on defense, and there was no new influx of talent in the offseason to address those deficiencies. So they're relying on the same personnel to improve. And they might, if 99 is on the field more and plays up to his potential.
He's gonna go down. Rivers is sacked.
J.J. Watt last year, 8 games, 4 sacks. They're looking for more from him, and it starts with this game. So, who takes the opener? Prediction time is here. We've got 6 viewpoints of the NFL opener for you, but make sure you hit us up with yours in the comments section. That will help give an even better picture on how this game might play out. Houston's your road team, Chiefs are the home squad. Thursday Night Football, 2020 season kickoff. Here's what our panel's got, then let's see what you all got.
Bring Tyreek Hill in motion with them. They fake to him. Throw right side, caught by Williams at the right pylon. Touchdown! City. Deshaun to throw over the middle. Got a man. Fells. Touchdown.
And thank you for that sound bite, man. That was a big, big recap of the game tonight. A lot of little things to think about. A lot of little things to look for and watch out for. Near the end of this segment, we're going to talk about a few fantasy things for tonight. But right now, I want to still dive back into this game. And really, really get down to the to some of the grit and the reason why Texas could win, to the Houston could win, or Kansas City's going to win. So what do you got, Carlos?
Basically saying who needs it more? Who needs the game more?
Who needs Texans. This more?
Texans. But time management. Okay. Possession of time, but time.
Just
so
how
they're just going to try to keep Mahomes off the field.
Do you think this game could go, like, say the Texans win, do you think this would go very far in their season and helping them especially get, like, maybe a first or second seed and being able to get that bye? Oh, it's only the first seed this year to get the bye, so only the first seed's going to get the bye.
Yeah, yep.
So you think this could help
with
them?
The new expanded playoffs.
They'll win. I think they'll win tonight. But
the Texans?
Yeah. I really I really, 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 really
Give me a score, Carlos. I was about to say, it seems like you're the only one on the table that thinks so.
We need to get the lone wolf thing.
Oh! give me your score, Carlos.
21-17. Because the Texans.
Patty Mahomes only puts up 17 points.
Really?
I think the Houston defense is going
to. They're going to keep them off the field. They're going to try to do their best to keep them off the field.
You heard it here first, folks. Yep.
21-17.
If you do this,
Kansas City. It looks like our Facebook thing is blowing up now because of this hot take from Mr. Carlos. I mean,
the
like
Colts
it.
Did it last year.
I
have to give
them
that.
Yeah, I like the call, dude, because, you know, Kansas City, they have started pretty slow the last 2 years. They lose, two and two, and then they just hit 10 in a row or something.
Yeah.
So I could see them maybe dropping this
plus
game.
Plus number two.
Patty's putting up.
The Super Bowl hangover.
My homie is – he's going to put up a 30 burger today. Night. So he's going to put up 30.
Wow.
I give you that right now.
Four tutties? He throws four tutties?
I don't say – well, he doesn't throw for four touchdowns. He will produce four touchdowns. I would say that. That running game. I'm really excited to see the rookie
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Clyde Edwards, what he's ready to do. I think he's going to have like a Kareem Hunt type season.
Oh, he's on my fantasy team, but yeah. I still don't.
So, oh, speaking of that, there is a – this is funny. You say you're excited to see him run. There's an over and under prop bet for him at 65 and a half yards. Is he over?
I'm
or
over
under
that. He's over that.
Yeah?
He's over that.
I had him at 75, but not 100. Okay. I don't
65.
I didn't know what I'm saying. I have him at 75, so I'm taking the over as well, but I don't see him hitting 100.
You know what? I'll do a bold move and say he does two touchdowns.
I'll throw $20 on that.
I say he does two touchdowns out the gate.
$20 on the over that Clyde Edwards-Helaire hits 65 and a half yards.
Oh, I'll do that. 65 yards, yes.
No? Yeah. Corey?
Shaking
his head? He's disagreeing. Hey.
He says
sports
under?
Bet king back there. Yeah, he's saying no.
Under 65 yards?
Under 65 yards.
No, that's what
over,
I'm saying.
Over. He says
over. Over, yeah.
65.
Okay, now he's with me. All right. I don't see him getting 100.
Let's go buy that Lamborghini together.
Yeah, dude. Come on, Corey.
This is from week 6. I pulled the stats from it. The Texans, when they beat the Chiefs, they had to rush for over 180 yards. And even then, Mahomes still had over 275 yards and 3 touchdowns in the air.
But that was not David Johnson.
That was not. No, that was actually Carlos Hyde.
That's Carlos Hyde with 180 yards?
No, he had 116 yards. You gotta be kidding me. Had 116.
Holy cow.
It was 180 total.
Jeez. And Hyde is running again tonight.
No, Hyde is not.
No,
it's
Hyde,
Johnson.
Yeah, Johnson's David Johnson. Johnson. Yeah.
They got rid of Carlos Hyde.
And I'm supposed to be listening to betting advice from you.
that blockbuster trade that changed the world forever when D-Hop went to Arizona.
Why did they do that?
Because Bill O'Brien. Idiot. Yeah, Bill O'Dummy. That's all his name is. I mean, you get rid of D-Hop. And then you give Deshaun Watson $160 million. Was it 4 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Made him, almost $40 million a year. Am I wrong? 4-8, 12-6, yeah. Mm-hmm. $160 million for 4 years puts him at $40 million. That makes him the highest paid, other than Patty, highest paid quarterback in the league, behind Patrick Mahomes.
Jeez.
So here's something to look at also for the game. The Chiefs in that game that they lost only had 44 total rushing yards, and that was with one guy, LeSean McCoy. Damian Williams had one carry for 4 yards. That's it. Like, so who's going to be the bell cow, or who's going to be the one, not exactly the bell cow, but who's going to run for the Chiefs?
Well, Damian Williams has opted out, so
it's going to be Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Daryl Williams is the backup right now.
Yeah, Darren. Yeah.
Daryl Williams. Yeah, mm-hmm. Daryl Williams and Damian Williams, and then
do they still have D'Anthony Thomas?
I can't say for sure.
I got it.
Hey, everybody got their computers. I got them all in here near my phone.
Before we got a few minutes left in this one, guys. I want to work into our fantasy segment for the fourth period here. There's a lot of fantasy guys tonight that can produce, that will produce. I want to go around the table, and I want your highest fantasy player from each team. And tonight? We're going to start with you, sir.
Me, Roddy. Tonight, the fantasy player
for Kansas City. Who's your fantasy leader? It's got to be the fantasy points leader.
I'm gonna go Carl Edwards.
PPR. Yep.
Oh, PPR. Okay. Yeah. I'm sticking with Clyde.
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 Give me
Edwards.
How much? So he's gonna outpoint Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
I got Patty at 35.
Well, what's the point setup? Is it six for a touchdown?
Yeah,
for a quarterback?
It's just normal. Normal or ESPN Yahoo stuff.
I'm still sticking with it.
With PPR.
I'm still sticking with it. Yes.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Because he's going to have to put up 30 to beat Patty Mahomes. I can tell you that right now.
Right.
So he's got over 30. Two points?
I got him two touchdowns.
He's gonna have to have over 100 yards to get 30 points.
I see two touchdowns.
Unless he's catching him.
80 yards. He can probably catch too. Yeah. So two touchdowns, 80 yards.
He could also run too.
Maybe 150 all-purpose yards from Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah, about 150, 140 all-purpose yards.
So are we really taking Clyde Edwards-Helaire over David Johnson as the running back that we'd rather take?
We're talking about each team.
Yeah, that's for each team. No, okay, Clyde for Kansas City. All right, and then for Houston.
Houston, Deshaun Watson. He's going to have to find
– what's the number?
How many points he's going to score?
30, 40.
I got him at probably like 28, 29.
Carlos?
Patty.
Okay.
But –
how many? Does he put up 30?
Yeah, he'll put up 30.
And then Houston?
I'm going to go with Watson only because he has something to prove. He's – you know, if you've got – $500 million. I don't know. What, you think David Johnson's going to do more?
It's not my turn. It's Jake's.
I mean, I'm going with the quarterbacks again, but the only reason I'm going with the quarterbacks is just because I want to see what those running backs can do for two individual teams. So I want to see what David Johnson can do in Houston, and as well as I want to see what Clyde Edwards-Helaire can do in Kansas City before I put any money on my running backs.
Check this out. Tyreek Hill. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the leader for Kansas City and obviously Deshaun Watson. 35 points. Tyreek Hill's going to hit 30, bro. Two tutties. They're going to be bombs. All right,
who's going to be the top overall?
Tyreek Hill.
I say Deshaun Watson.
It's a good pick. We have one more segment to go, guys. All fantasy after this. This is Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com and part of the Be On Air Network. Yep.
Young Papsy, we must make it back to Camelot so I can listen to GoMileHigh.com.
Oh, who goes there?
It is I, King Arthur, on his mighty steed. Let me in the castle at once. I must get to my quarters to listen in to the best in Colorado's sports lifestyle programming.
But, sir, don't we live in medieval Wales?
No, Papsy, you mustn't ask questions when I'm listening about my beloved Broncos. Ah, GoMileHigh.com.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know, from getting all this great experience working in college radio. It makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
I'm taking a trip over to Tibet, you know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama.
What?
You know, the Dalai Lama, his laminescence, flowing robes, grace, bald, striking really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing.
Oh.
See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed two eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com, Lama.
Uh-huh.
They got the best sports coverage in the state. The Lama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
That's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Hey,
Hey, Colorado sports fans, you're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torturing yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
Welcome back, Denver 2, Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com and part of the Beat On Air Network. I am your host today, Squirrel. To my left is Carlos. To my right is Shaggy. And we have
Roddy
White on the mic today.
This is my actual name.
Guys, fantasy starts today. It really started the other day after you drafted, but man, it's really happening today. We just talked about in the last segment a few fantasy picks that we think will be the top tonight. I want to talk about some more fantasy studs and duds for this weekend. Not just for tonight alone, but I want to talk about Sunday, Monday. Both, there's two games Monday. So let's gonna start with you, Jake, if you are ready to go here.
Studs and duds for Monday.
Studs and duds, dude. Give me all weekend. Give me someone that you would pick, you know, well, that's on your team now. You can pick someone that's on your team now that is going to give me 30 points.
This weekend? I'm gonna go Nick Chubb.
Nick Chubb?
Yeah, I'm going to go Nick Chubb, someone that's going to give me 30 points, give me 25 to 30 points this weekend.
Okay, okay. Carlos, you guys got somebody big, give me 30 points?
Yeah, McCaffrey.
Yeah. McCaffrey.
Well, of course, McCaffrey. Give me someone other than McCaffrey. He's going to score 50, dude.
Nah.
That guy's going to score 30, 35 every week. He's the only person doing anything in Carolina.
Well, I don't think I'm not. What about I'm not going to say Brady.
What about like Eckler or something?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Give me a wide receiver. Give me 25 points, maybe.
Amari Cooper.
What?
I like it.
What?
Let's hear.
Why not?
Let's hear. Yeah, let's hear. Why not? Why not?
Why not?
Amari, Dallas.
Okay.
Dallas, yeah. Cowboys. Do I need to explain more? I mean, Dak Prescott is his. I mean, they didn't sign Dak Prescott for his extension, so I don't see him showing out as much. He's going to be end up protecting himself until he gets that contract extension.
No, so, yeah.
And it's going to be the Zeke Elliott show the whole time.
What about CD Lamb?
CD Lamb, exactly.
I think he's going to take a good bit. But Michael Gallup is also there, too. Yeah. Who's the tight end? No, Jarwin?
Jarwin now, yeah.
Yeah, Michael Gallup is still there.
Yeah.
Gallup is still there, yeah.
Blake Jarwin, which I don't think he's going to produce too much. Jake, wide receiver, 25 points.
Wide receiver, 25 points.
If it's possible.
If it's possible, this week one.
Michael Thomas.
You mean every week? 25 points is
every week is going to be
25. For him, dude.
Especially with Emmanuel Sanders there now.
Yeah. No, I mean, just give me a true stud. If you got him, you got to start him, dude.
I got him.
Obviously, Michael Thomas, obviously we start. I'm not saying that. Give me a stud that is not a tier one that you start. Not a sleeper, but someone who's good.
I'm going to go one of those Cowboys receivers, probably CD Lamb or Michael Gallup.
You're going to take Cowboys too? He just blew up on the Cowboys.
That's what I think.
Get him again.
My God. We're forgetting about the whole West Coast, aren't we?
Okay, who you got?
I'm going to give you a name that people are just really just going to sleep on.
Oh, okay.
DK Metcalf.
Mm.
DK, I think this blew is going to be
blew up last year. I think he had a great year last year.
He's going to be a big-time receiver. He was strong. I mean, this rookie campaign I wasn't too impressed with.
Does he take the Doug Baldwin spot? Does he have a Doug Baldwin atmosphere?
I say to a point where Lockett would go down as a number two.
Mm-hmm. Oh. DK takes over number one spot.
He is a big, strong, physical receiver.
Okay. So is that that's a stud for me? That's not too much
that's
of
a stud.
That's a stud right there. Not too much of a sleeper.
There's still a lot of offensive firepower for that offense. You look at DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett. You also got Jacob Hollister at the tight end.
Greg Olsen.
Greg Olsen. Yeah.
You got Josh Gordon, Chris Carson, Rashad Penny. They have a pretty.
Could Josh Gordon be a sleeper?
If he stays off the weed.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of things that need to happen for a bunch of players to
stay
healthy and be able to play 16 games this season. Do you, Jake? I want another one. Give me a 15-point tight end this weekend.
15-point tight end this weekend.
Most tight ends don't hit 15 points.
That is true.
They're about 11 to 10, 10, 12.
Jared Cook from the Saints, possibly.
We still talking PPR, right?
Yes, PPR.
Yeah, PPR.
Jared Cook from the Saints.
Nice pick.
Doesn't look like Carlos agrees. Let's hear it.
I'm not going to say Gronk.
You bet I'm not.
No. No, Kittle.
15 points. Kittle? Kittle's injured. Am I wrong? Is he playing?
I think he's limited. He is limited.
He's limited. Yeah, he's not. He's not a starter. He's not going to be producing.
Only reason I say Jared Cook is because I think a lot of the attention is going to go to Michael Thomas and as well as Emmanuel Sanders, and it's going to leave the middle of the field wide open for Jared Cook.
I got one for you guys, Mark Andrews.
Mark Andrews,
2 touchdowns this weekend.
I am
They're playing Cleveland.
Who you taking, Roddy?
I am embarrassed that y'all in Denver and y'all have forgot about Noah Fant.
I haven't forgot about him. He just wasn't on my list.
I think he really is going to have a breakout year this year. So especially with Courtney Sutton going down, that is right there. Somebody's going to have to step up. Noah Fant, definitely.
So you're saying George Kittle is not going to get 15 points? San Francisco.
I don't think this weekend because of his injury and because they run the ball a ton, dude.
Yeah.
And he is a blocking tight end, honestly. He's the best blocking tight end in the league. And right now he's not – I forgot what's the matter. Is it I don't know if it's a leg injury or an arm injury, but I know it's pretty much hindering him from blocking very well, and that's what they pay that man for.
I'll tell you, one tight end is going to be a bust this week.
Let's hear it. Let's get a bust from everybody. Let's hear it.
I hate
– a tight end?
And I hate the word – hate Zach Ertz.
Oh, I think Zach Ertz is on the down with Dallas Goedert there.
No, and it's not Zach Ertz's fault.
No, it's not. It's not because and it's not Dallas's fault either because
it's just the offense they run.
Yeah, Dallas is very, very talented. Tight end, so he could easily.
Got him in fantasy actually.
Without doubt, other than Hayden Hurst, the best number two tight end in the league.
Yeah,
if you're not a starter,
and you know
Hayden Hurst is a starter now.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but he wasn't last year.
Yeah.
He's a Dallas. He's named after the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Like he was named. And when Jason Witten announced his retirement, and like right at within 5 minutes, the Eagles made a trade because the Cowboys thought they were going to get Dallas Goedert, like within 2 picks, and the Eagles made a trade for I forget who was going to be next, but they end up picking up Dallas Goedert.
That's crazy. The draft is something of an amazement, and I would love to be in one of those rooms when something like that's going down. All the things that those
COVID
guys
didn't ruin the draft at Las Vegas. They were going to do a whole spectacle in the Bellagio Tower.
That thing would have been sweet, dude.
Can't tell that is.
Dude, could you imagine those college guys? They're like, oh. Yeah. They're like, oh, man.
They missed out on Vegas. They missed out on a.
Yeah, they missed out
on
a
lot. They had to do it at home.
A whole experience.
Zoom call, man.
Probably a good thing.
You do all this to get you drafted on a Zoom call.
Yeah, to have Roger Goodell call you.
They want to show off.
Roger Goodell call you and say, hey, congrats, man.
Yeah, you're the first overall pick. It's like, thanks, man. I'd rather be in Vegas right now.
Jerry Jeudy, how do you feel to be on the Broncos? Yeah, next day. Jerry Jeudy gets called with 3 prostitutes.
So let me get a bust from you, Roddy. I want a bust this week.
Give me a position. I got them all. Give me a position.
Give me a quarterback bust.
Quarterback bust. Yeah. Oh, come on, that's too easy. Let's do Derek Carr.
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr.
Yeah.
So in means of bust, how would you say Derek Carr bust this week? Loses obviously doesn't what
they
throw a touchdown. Yeah, they're playing against the Panthers. How do you figure he's a bust?
First of all, if they don't score
Because Terrell Williams just went down. Am I wrong? So they, who's starting? Hunter Renfro?
I'm getting their let's get their 53 man roster say, right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I mean, so, I think,
again, I just think I never saw it in Derek Carr.
He did well a couple years ago.
I mean, a couple of years ago, yeah.
1 year.
But
1 year.
And then Daddy came in.
With Chucky there. Which he's actually saying down his neck.
He's actually saying he likes Marcus Mariota.
So, yeah, exactly. So you already got Marcus Mariota breathing down his neck who thinks he might need another chance. And
so give me a quarterback that is starting right now.
Before you do that, there are three receivers. Number one, Henry Ruggs. Number two, Hunter Renfro. Number three, Nelson Aguilar.
That's it? They have three wide receivers?
Well, like, that's the three. Like, they also have Edwards as well as Zay Jones.
Okay.
I rest my case.
Nelson.
I rest my case.
Fair enough, Nelson, I can't catch a ball to save my life. Aguilar.
Mm-hmm. I rest my case.
Oh, he's a, yeah, he's got a bad... Bad thing with Aguilar.
Yeah.
Their only weapons are a rookie and a tight end that had one breakout season last year.
I rest my case.
Does Dalvin Cook give me 25 points this week, guys? Against the Packers defense.
You know what? We haven't talked about the Packers at all.
What's to talk about?
For good reason.
What's to talk about? Yeah, he's a Bears fan. What's there to talk about? They did nothing in the draft.
Well, they picked up Aaron Rodgers is pissed.
they picked up Aaron Rodgers as pissed.
No, he's well.
Aaron Rodgers can be pissed all he wants
because they picked up a quarterback.
Yeah, he's getting a lot of money anyway, so who cares?
He has Danica.
Yeah, I think we're gonna see.
No, he doesn't. They broke up.
Is this his last year? Yeah. You think this is his last year in Green Bay? You think
he's gonna pull a Brett Favre and leave? Yes.
Yeah. Where does he go?
Chicago.
Chicago.
He goes to Chicago.
Dude, that would be blockbuster right there.
Yeah, I think he goes
but does
Chicago.
He start over Trubisky?
Oh my God! He's like, why would you ask me that question? After that, I'm done.
Apparently, the best quarterback in Chicago is not even starting. So I mean, it doesn't seem like they make decent decisions.
Yeah, Ryan Pace for
David Montgomery's down, and they don't even go for Leonard Fournette. They're like, yeah, we don't need him. We got Tariq Cohen.
Ryan Pace is the GM of the year.
Tariq Cohen at 5'3".
Ryan Pace, John.
Tariq Cohen, 5'3", 110 pounds, leading the backfield for the Bears. Boy, oh boy. Ladies and gentlemen, this was Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com and part of the Be On Air Network. Squirrel, Shaggy, Carlos, Roddy, and Anthony. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you on Tuesday at 3 o'clock for another episode of Inside the Huddle.
Pretty young Papsy, we must make it back to Camelot.